nerd is stupid into Minecraft right now. Everybody, Jeremy Cotting.
Up until this moment, I forgot that that's what I had said he would introduce me.
We were playing Minecraft like an hour ago. That's
why it came to mind. So this monologue is entitled "The Stupid Things You Do in Junior High to Get People to Like You." And if you will oblige me, I will go on a little bit of a walkabout to see how I got to what ended up to be a series of hilarious disasters. Grade school was okay. I wasn't, the most physically proud, have the most physical prowess as most people, I was never king of the hill when it was cold out. I never played tetherball. If anybody else had tetherball, I regarded that as the farthest thing away from my person. I knew my head would explode as the tetherball hit it. As it surely would. But I was... and I was not socially very good either. What I was good at was, figuring stuff out, doing homework, doing schoolwork, and just generally trying to be as good at that as I could. I was, as I later came to figure out, a kid that was just too smart for his own darn good. And that's evidenced by the fact that... you remember vocab tests? Looking back, they were like the simplest things ever. You get 12 words, and all you gotta do is learn all the words and learn all the meanings and memorize it and then come in and regurgitate that information. I said, fuck that. I figured out a way to cheat on vocab tests. And I don't know why I felt like I needed to, but I literally was home one night and I was like, writing down the words to memorize them, and I figured, well, why don't I just use this piece of paper with the words and the meanings on it and use this on the test? Obviously, that's cheating. I don't remember exactly how I did it, but I took this 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper and found a way to put it underneath my butt during the test. While there are 25 other students and a teacher around me, and so I spied through my crotch to the answers. I figured this out in fourth grade, that I could easily cheat on a vocab test. And what put the cherry on the top and solidified my way of thinking for a while is later on at the end of fourth grade, I was given one of the highest honors to someone in my level. I was given the Citizenship Award. I got to go in front of the principal, who was a large man from my vantage point, with a very good voice and a mustache. And as he told me that I was doing all the right things, and that I was a very smart kid, and that I should keep doing the things that I do. So after taking a couple years off, 6th grade, 5th grade, as we moved to Indianapolis, my parents got divorced, and I moved back to the town, I got right back to doing wrong things because I could. It was called junior high. And I quickly learned in junior high that everything that I felt was safe in grade school, and everything that I learned was wrong about me in grade school is still fine. Everything that was safe is gone. I'm not cool at all. I'm not good at much stuff at all, except being smart, and I was down at the bottom of all the smart kids. I was made fun of a lot. I have weird thumbs. I found out about this in junior high. You guys will all get a chance to look. I have weird thumbs. They're not normal. If you compare them to your thumbs, you will realize that they are different. And junior high was the time that came out and became part of my personality because people were like, you got weird thumbs, I'm going to give them nicknames in order to make fun of you.
And this is all the smart people. These are all the honors kids. Like, one of the honors kids was like, I'm gonna name this thumb, this specific thumb, the Jabberwock.
Because it was so goddamn weird, and I should feel ashamed about it. Through this juxtaposition of being beaten down and knowing that I can game the system, I felt like I really needed to get people to like me, and I can just figure this out. This led me to steal cigarettes. I stole cigarettes in junior high. I found out a way to go to a hardware store that sold cigarettes for some reason and take packs of Camel unfiltered Reds, because I knew those were the most dangerous cigarettes, and that those were the cigarettes that, if I got them, kids would like me most if I gave them to the other people. And I sold cigarettes to my fellow peers in junior high. Yes. In order to get people to like me. Easy system. And it worked for a while. I decided to stop stealing and then selling cigarettes after I got caught stealing a pack of certs and getting off scot-free. By saying I was so sorry. I didn't want to get in trouble. The coup de grace of me doing stupid shit to get people to like me was in sixth grade. We were in social studies, and we had a sort of eccentric, very lively social studies teacher called Mr. Heinrich. He was all about, like, getting, being friendly to students, just having a fun time and encouraging learning through having fun, and that was great. And he happened to have a mug that was filled with bunnies having sex on it in different positions all around the mug. True story. And we found this to be something special, as sixth graders would. It was called Le Lapin. It was literally entitled Le Lapin, which I think is the rabbit in French.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
It's rabbit.
Rabbit in French. Thank you. And he had this mug on his desk. That's the way how we found out about it. And literally, it was covered in rabbits all having sex in different positions. No one position duplicated. So naturally, we found this very fascinating. Eventually, over the course of our sixth grade career, we would start chants. We would go nuts when we saw this thing. We made a big deal about it until he put it away in the desk, and we would start chants to get it to come out. We would literally, at times during sixth grade, we would say Le Lapin would happen as we beat on our desks. Le Lapin will happen. Le Lapin will happen. Le Lapin will happen. Le Lapin will happen. Thought we were very clever. Very clever. And so he, pushed it away and tried to subjugate our desire for this mug by hiding it. But there were a series of kids that were too smart for our own good, including the same one that made fun of me for my thumb, hatched a plan to steal Le Lapin. I don't remember exact details of this plan. It was explained to me in the algebra class. We would do this. He would get the mug. I would give him my locker combination. He would put it in my locker. Then I would go to my locker on bathroom break during chorus, go from my locker to home because I lived at the backside of my junior high, which turned out to be a plus when we were figuring out this plan. And I hid Le Lapin in my hamper because I knew no one would look in dirty clothes. No one would. Next day, in algebra, as we were feeling on top of the world, we stole this mug for no goddamn good reason. It started circulating that Mr. Heinrich knew that the mug was stolen, and that he was going to, the people that stole the mug did not come forward, they would be suspended. Or expelled, I can't remember. And either way, I was just, this was a terrible I was freaking out. I couldn't believe it, for one. I was like, it's just a mug. It's just a mug. But he was obviously embarrassed as a teacher to have this mug and have it being stolen. He was affronted in his pride. So I just, we reversed the plan. I went to my hamper. I went back to my locker. I put it in my locker during course bathroom break. And then my friend got it from my locker and then gave it back to Mr. Heinrich. I went through an extravagant, what could be called a conspiracy. Plot. To steal a mug with rabbits doing the naughty on it. In junior high. All because I wanted some kids that made fun of me for being me and who I am to like me. And looking back on it, I laugh a lot because that desire, that want, to agree to a plan like that is just based on me not liking myself enough to be confident. And now I would never do a plan like that for those reasons. I would do it because it would be hilarious. Thank you.